the rest of the story. Early this year, Carol Curran, 46, professional realtor, Sunnyvale, California, was in a car wreck. Surgeons said it would take two operations to fuse three damaged vertebrae in her back. They explained it was delicate surgery. She might come out of it paralyzed. Carol was suddenly very alone. Her parents are gone. She has no husband, no dog, no anybody who would care whether she survived this surgery, and she was in much pain. And then at the depths of her despair, consulting physicians discovered that Carol also had a tumor the size of a small apple in her throat, on her larynx. It might be cancer. It must be removed. And that operation, they said, might leave her unable to speak. So now for Carol Curran, the future was just not worth fighting for. But the very day she got that verdict about her throat and had been asked to sign all of those papers which exonerated the doctors, within 48 hours of her appointment with Destiny in the hospital operating room, she was alone in her Sunnyvale apartment, and she turned on the television set. Any distraction would do. So even though Carol Curran was no sports fan, even less a fight fan, she left the boxing match on, half listening to the ringside announcer as he related the background of one of the boxers. And the chronology of that man's adversity quickly caught Carol's complete attention. His miserable beginnings. His brother shot to death. His son's mother was dying of cancer. His wife had just left him. And yet, even on the eve of this fight, his mother had died. Now he is entering the ring to fight against such lopsided odds that professional gamblers were not even taking bets. And Carol continued to watch. And then in the eighth round, a lightning bolt of leather from nowhere to this hard luck boxer's jaw sent him sprawling to the canvas. One, two, three. Carol winced. The fighter was moving as though he wanted to struggle to his feet. Would not oblivion be more merciful? Four, five, the referee counted. The pitifully mismatched fighter was on one knee now. Six, seven. At the count of eight, the down-and-out fighter somehow wobbled to his feet. Coming back from that knockdown, he went on to fight with such ferocity that in round 10, it was the other boxer, the highly favored one, who went down, and beaten and bubble-eyed, he stayed down. And as a frightened and lonely woman in Sunnyvale, California watched, Mr. Nobody was suddenly somebody. If he could survive that, Carol Curran could survive this. So Carol came through the surgery. Her spine would be in a brace for another 100 days, but much sooner she was up and around. The growth removed from her throat was benign. She did not lose her voice, and yes, she says she got the courage to do what she had to do, watching a man she may never meet get up from the canvas and back to his feet. If after all he'd been through, he could take an 8 count and yet fight on, so could she. Not much attention was focused on that boxing match last February 10, not until after it was over, and a lost cause named Buster Douglas had vanquished the invincible Mike Tyson. Hard luck Buster Douglas may have believed as he struggled to his feet in the eighth round. He may have believed at that instant that he was fighting his own battle utterly alone. But I hope he's heard what I just told you. Because when he does, he'll know differently. Once he knows the rest of the story.